What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. Something I thought about today. I was reading Corinthians 1. I think it was verse 4. But it talked about how God created people to be put in charge of wisdoms that had no meaning. They made them the wisest fools so that they could be a model for what not to invest your time in. They became like the wisest people of nothing. And I thought about feminism. And through this little rabbit hole that I found myself in, I discovered that these women that desperately try to tell you that their lives are dominated by patriarchy and by all these falsities. In truth, they became prisoners of their own minds. You see, I think it was John Locke or Rousseau who said that the original form of government is the family. And it was through that I realized that These women, for a long time, or what seems like a long time, were told what to do until finally they reached adulthood and had a bit of freedom. And with that adulthood came attention from people that they never thought that they would get attention from. And that sparked them into a frenzy. Now these women run around acting like children well into their adulthood. And I was reading Seneca and Marcus Aurelius today. And they talked about fools. Marcus Aurelius said that if somebody angers you, you must see things from their perspective. And if something aligns with the way you would do things, then you would feel pity for them. Because you would understand them because you would have done things in that light or in that fashion as well. But if they do things differently, then you must feel pity for them because they do things out of nonsense for no apparent reason at all. And so, because Seneca and Marcus Aurelius had opened my eyes to this, I now realize that the reason why they do this is out of rebellion. It's out of a rebellious nature to tell their parents after all these years, you oppressed me and you told me how to live my life, and now I have the freedom to do whatever I want. And because of that, now everyone must pay. Now that they have a little bit of power, now that they have a little bit of say, they now want your children to suffer, and they want men to suffer as they suffered as children. Not realizing that not realizing that all these problems that they have created for themselves are self-inflicted. The reason why they cower and run from shame and guilt, and they're excellent at this. The reason why they avoid accountability is because they are prisoners of their own minds. They can't seem to let things go. Lean Beef Patty is a perfect example of that. She said that she used to constantly care about what people thought of her. And so she has it tattooed on her arms. She has "I never cared anyway" in Greek. Or I think it's in Cyrillic. But my point is that these signs are everywhere. There's a trail that leads from one breadcrumb to another. And it's through these meditations, through these stoic readings, through these books of philosophy, of martial arts and warfare, then, you know, you begin to understand who these people really are. These people are children. And they want to be treated like adults. And adults, and they want to be, these children want to be treated like adults. They want to have the freedom and the say to do whatever they want while simultaneously taking no action or no consequence to their actions, because they've already suffered. In their minds, they've already suffered for years and years and years, so why should they suffer some more? It's you who needs to suffer for the mental prison that we had put them in. This is, of course, their mentality. And it's through that that you must feel sorry for these individuals. You must really feel absolute sorrow for them, because they're prisoners of their own mind. The delusions that they create to try and survive the prison that they've created. And they talk to each other constantly, constantly lying to one another, gaslighting each other, hyping each other up, giving each other false narratives and false messages to follow. They're living a delusion. That's why they parakeet off of each other, is because they keep each other safe. They know what it's like to live in a mental prison. So when one of them breaks the mold and starts taking accountability in order to free themselves from that prison, they're cast out. And there's nothing worse to a woman than being cast out of a circle. You must realize that these people carry this burden, this anger, this pain into a relationship. They carry it with them. And it lays dormant. It lays dormant until they have enough time to sit and stew and think about it, till it comes out. all this pain, anguish, and guilt that finally, you know, that they have for years suppressed, finally comes out. And this system that we have created rewards them for having these mental breakdowns, rewards them for going all out and clawing at men and taking their money. This system rewards mediocrity, rewards emotional abuse, economic abuse. The system has been created as a prison for men. The system was voted in. Not playing the game isn't gonna be enough anymore. There are men out there who simply make contact with women and plan a date and are getting sued for not going on the date. Men are going to court for simply living with a woman for a week and going through divorce court for simply living with a woman for a week. Men are having to pay child support for simply feeding a child and clothing them and giving them a pair of shoes. For taking care of that mother for a month. This is the system we live in because we've allowed it. Doesn't matter how much you try to stop playing the game. One day, a simple handshake, a simple gesture, a simple nod, that'll be enough. That'll be enough to lock you in. You don't see it, but I see it. Because if all you have to do to establish a relationship with the police officer is to answer their question, one question, it could be something simple as, "How is your day going?" "Good, fine, how are you?" That officer has now established a relationship with you, and now they can conduct an investigation. You are now fucked. That's how you're gonna get fucked. If you don't fight back, guard your heart.